Measure pending in the General Assembly could expand a needle exchange program statewide. Proponents claim giving clean syringes to intravenous drug users.
Good. I'm sick of using my dirty syringe all the time.
Slow the spread of AIDS.
I need a new one. Damn. My Haitian friends and I are always passing needles around. They're always passing needles. I'm sick of it. You know me, I love to have unprotected sex, too. Yeah.
Didn't you? No.
Super.
Didn't you go on a safari one time in the 70s, too?
Only anal, though. Well, I was on a safari once in the 70s. I got lonely. Yeah. That Jeep wrecked. And
that rhinoceros was there.
I was going to rub one off, and, well, some rhino was. And a monkey. A monkey was there. All I had to eat was bologna sandwich, and I had some leftover mayonnaise anyway. I figured who's watching. Who's going to tell? What the heck? Yep, back in the 70s. Then I came back, United States. That's when I started my heroin. Yep, pure needles all the time. Now, don't get me into the stories of the gay bathhouses. Whoa, man!
Is that where you met Jim?
Yeah, that's how I met him. Yeah, he was the mop boy. That's how I met him. Brought him here. Absolutely. Okay.
Here comes the photographer.
When Jim pees, yeah, he's the king of STDs.
Oh, there he is, Jim the photographer. You know it's rumored that he's gay.
Turdburger, that's what they call him. Although his real first name is really Jim. Turdburger, watch out, he's after you. Turd burglar, it's guys he likes to screw. Turd burglar, always on his knees. Turd burglar, guys' butts he likes to squeeze.
Oh, everyone knows he smokes pot, and no one ever hires him as a wedding DJ.
He's a bong toger, a knob stroger, a butt poker, a bone smoker. He's a 50-year-old man. He's a pot brownie baker, short as Willie Shoemaker, a bellyacher, an HIV risk taker. The bank will repossess his van.
Mikey.
Hello, Ray.
You are in the back of the truck.
I am ready to get in the back of the truck. We are ready to go.
I can't wait. Is Jim in his garbage can?
Jim's not, but Super Guy is.
He's in a garbage can. He's going to hang out of the back of a truck. Is Kevin driving the truck?
Kevin Hughes is driving the truck.
Kevin will take off. Jim will be hanging on, and he will skitch behind the truck in a garbage can. Ask him how he's doing.
How you doing there, Super Bye? Cold out here.
Yeah.
18, I think, seems a little warm.
Yeah, really?
In the back of his truck, it feels like minus 18.
Hey, Kevin?
Yeah?
You're going to try to get it up going pretty fast, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to wrap it up about 2,500 RPM, drop it in gear, and then smash it.
Oh, my God. All right, guys, with no further ado, I am really worried here.
All right. I wish Jim was doing this instead of me.
Yeah.
Let her go, Kevin.
Oh, I don't know about this.
Here we go.
Oh my God.
Man, he's beating the hell out of
him. I'm not going too fast.
He said you're going too fast.
Go faster, Kevin.
No, you're going too fast.
He said, Kevin, you're not going fast enough. Go.
Okay.
Oh my God!
Go faster!
Oh no!
starting to kill him.
Oh, no! We've stopped.
What happened? How is he?
He's held on the whole way.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Bro, that is awesome, man. Give him a hand. Oh, my God. Listen, I got to explain for those who just tuned in. Here's what happened. Jim was in a garbage can hanging onto the back of a truck. Kevin Hughes, driving the truck, got it up to around 50. Jim is hanging out of the back of the truck while the can is just dragging.
The can's got to have a hole worn in the bottom of it.
Jimmy, check the bottom. How's the can?
Is there a hole in the bottom of the can, Jim? No, there's not. It's fine.
Unbelievable.
I think we turn around and take him back.
Is he want to do it?
We're going to take you back, Jim.
What?
Here we go, Kevin. Fire it up. Big U turn. Oh, we got over the grass. We're dragging him through.
Oh, God. Legitimately scared that something was going
to
happen.
Now.
Kevin, how fast you get going?
I looked at the speedometer way around 45 or 50.
Oh my God, 50.
He was fucking.
Oh, how's Super Guy doing?
How you doing, Super Guy? Not super.
How's the bottom of the can?
Bottom of the can is cracked.
That was incredible. Well, congratulations, you guys. Good job.
You know what you're allowed to say. Now just go ahead and do it.
My name's Jim the Photographer. I'd like to apologize for being the world's worst broadcaster.
Okay.
Have a nice day.
Okay. Have a good
day. Oh, hi. My name's Jim the Photographer, and I'd like to apologize for being the world's worst broadcaster. Have a nice day.
You
too. Here, I'll shake your hand.
Hey, Jimmy, you told you what you could say. Hey, I want to shake your hand is not one of them.
Yeah, but how can I shake the hand?
Just shut up and do it.
Just put the hand out there.
Hi, my name's Jim the Photographer. And I'd like to apologize for being the world's worst broadcaster.
There's no apology for that.
Oh, look, she's showing her boobs.
This girl was flashing me.
I don't hear you talking to her.
My name is Jim the Photographer, and I'd like to apologize for being the world's worst broadcaster.
You ain't the world's worst broadcaster. You work for my favorite radio station.
Have a nice day.
No, say, Jimmy, I insist. I am the world's worst broadcaster.
I insist. I am the world's worst broadcaster.
This is killing him.
Say no. Say no. Me.
No, I'm the worst.
No one sucks more than me.
No one sucks more than me.
I suck more than anybody.
Oh. I suck more than anybody. I have references.
There's never been a worse broadcaster than me.
There's never been a worse broadcaster than me.
I suck so bad.
I suck so bad.
Even the WDBR morning show, which is horrible, makes fun of me.
Even the WDBR morning show, which is really horrible, makes fun of me.
Helen Keller.
Helen Keller.
Is a better broadcaster than I.
Is a better broadcaster than I am.
I'm Jim the Photographer.
I'm Jim the Photographer.
I'm a moron.
I'm a moron.
A horrible broadcaster.
A horrible broadcaster.
I have a small penis.
And I have a small penis.
And I'm homosexual.
I'm a homosexual.
So there.
So there.
Nah.
Nah.
Jim is extremely upset at RTQ.
He'll get over this.
He had to be restrained.
You know if he hollers at me one more time, I'm
going
to slap him.
I don't know what's going on. Spanky, why is he so mad?
He won't even come in the studio.
That's good.
He was
best
so
place
mad because
him.
He said RTQ drove way too damn fast, and if he comes in here, he's going to whip him.
Wah.
So I'm going to stick around for a while.
Jimmy, get in here.
Heard a bitching about Barry
Bonds. Jimmy, come on in here.
Wah.
Boy, he's
I'll
in there.
I'll stick him fingers somewhere.
Get him in here.
You better not bring him in here.
He's flipping RTQ off. He's complaining.
I'm going to flip his ass out that window. And I know that's about 3 inches thick.
Jimmy, what are you doing in there?
Oh, cry, baby.
Get in the studio.
Sound like Barry Bonds looking for an MVP.
I would rather not be in the same room as RTQ.
Come on in the studio.
Okay, ask me to separate these two.
Come on in here. Get on in the studio. Work out your problem. Let's work out the problem.
They ain't working out nothing.
He's trying to kill me. He's not looking out for my safety whatsoever.
I don't want the bastard near me.
Come on in here. Get on in here.
I want him in the same room.
I'm more worried about you than I am now.
Yeah, I know you are. Yeah, me having a heart attack.
Come on in. Get on in here.
Chat, Mikey, you might get
have a seat. Take
buddy.
A seat, Spanky. Come on in, Jim.
Yeah, I don't want to be sitting over here by...
Come on in and be civil. Yeah. Get on in here.
Yeah, come on in here, you little bastard.
Go stand next to RTQ.
Don't start. No, if you don't start,
get
none will be
and
none.
Apologize to him for yelling at him.
That's right.
Apologize to that fat ass. Hell no.
Let me tell you something. One more fat ass, brother, and I'm going to throw your ass through that window. Now, I'm tired of jacking with you. You're a crybaby.
Why are you so hurt? Why are you so mad?
He's trying to kill me up there.
I was doing what I was told, all but to kill you, partner.
See, he wasn't trying to kill you.
No, I was just doing what I was told.
I almost if you fell did, off up there.
If you did what you was told off. More often, you'd be in a lot less trouble
he's
half the time.
Speeding down the street, the speed limit's 30.
Ass. Oh, your ass.
And then he's taking that corner.
Yo,
he
shut
can
up.
Oh, make me fat ass.
I'll you think I'll make you fat ass.
Ray.
You little bastard. No wonder your kid don't call you.
You can't even wipe your own ass.
Let me tell you what you...
Oh, God, hold it. Hey,
Spanky, break it up. Break that up.
Get me away from
you. You better get him out of here.
Let go of me. Let go of me. Let go of me.
You better get him out of here.
Fat ass.
You better get him out of here.
Sit out right here, Jim. Well, die. Get me with a damn chair. I'll get on your neck.
Get him away from me.
Sit down here.
Get him out of here.
Oh, my God.
Calm down.
Tired of jacking with him. I'll break his neck.
RTQ, you could really hurt him, man.
Yeah, you bet.
Yeah, if he breaks his
neck. I need him to leave.
Oh, God. Anybody that hates Jimmy.
He'd hurt me all right if he fell on me.
Hey, anybody that hates Jimmy, come to the next function. I have my back turned. You can get him.
God, you better get hurt me. Jimmy, get your ass out of here. Shut the bitch. Rake me out of here. I'm going to beat his ass.
Get him
out of here.
Spanky, I swear to God. I swear to God. RDQ's going to kill him.
Put some butter on his chair so when I stick it in your ass, it won't hurt as much.
Oh, this is insane. Thank God we have a bigger studio.
Get away from me. You son of a bitch. Get the hell out of here yourself. Don't let the door hit you. On your way out.
Becky, let go
of me. Get him out of here.
Stay right here, Jimmy. Here, sit down.
What you call Glenn
in here. I'm not sitting anywhere.
That was slow. You shouldn't have talked about his kid. That was
low. I'm going to call Glenn in here.
Right
here,
don't talk about his son. You know how he gets about that.
Sit down.
Oh, I'm exhausted. I wasn't even in a fight.
My God.
Sit down.
I think I got a little better relationship with Glenn than he does. Get him in here. I'm tired.
Oh, God.
This is insane.
It's unbelievable.
Marvin, you got your nitro pills?
Oh, yeah, I got one right here. Do you need one, Ronnie?
About one hamburger away from a heart attack.
Don't be talking about his kid. He gets really... You know.
Yeah, his son's probably a queer too.
Oh, you son of a bitch! Let go of me, Spanky! Let go of me!
You better
get off me! Spanky,
break him up! That's it!
You little bastard!
You dress like a little sissy too. Your haircut looks like a little sissy.
Keep him out of here!
He's gonna kill him!
I swear to God.
Dude, I ain't got no place else to move around
Ronnie,
here.
He looked like he got, are you okay? He got a shot at on Ronnie.
Mikey's here having a flashback.
He looks like a pussy.
I'm standing over in the corner.
Christ, I've had mosquito bites on worse than that.
He got a shot at on you, boy. You all right?
Yeah, he ain't nothing.
Oh, God, this is...
My boy hits harder than he does.
this is vicious.
Oh, God.
Little bastard.
And we haven't seen the full power of RTQ Unleashed either.
Oh,
he's holding back.
Ronnie's just pushing it, but my God, Jimmy came in with a fist. Jimmy came in with a fist.
You want me to go on him?
No,
no, no, because you'll be looking for a goddamn producer. I'm gonna tell you that.
Yeah, you killed me at the fill-in part.
I know. I'm just saying that he really.
I'm done with him.
I know.
Jimmy hit him. I can't believe Jimmy.
I know Jimmy hit him. Why'd you hit him?
I've slapped his kid harder than that before.
Oh, dude, lay off the kid.
I'm just going to hold the door shut. Yeah. We don't even want to go there.
Spanky, you okay? Spanky's broken up three times.
Tell you what, it's okay, but this big guy hits me one more time, the chair in the back, me and him's going to go out of here.
Let me try and apologize. I was swinging at Jim's head.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Whose head you hit?
Well, get your ass out of the way. Don't be jumping on my face.
Well, next time I'm going to let him go on you, and he's going to hurt you.
I wish he would.
When he punched you, did it hurt?
No, I didn't know he hit me.
All right. So he doesn't punch that hard.
Pussy. Oh, God. Here we go. Pussy.
Oh, God. This is insane.
This job's going to have to start paying.
No, best thing you do is just kick his ass in that little 10x10 square, and we'll be all
right. We're going to have to renegotiate the contract, because I got a feeling he's fixing to come in here again and put a slap on ORTQ again.
I'm done with him.
I'm telling you, it's
insane. I'm done
with
him. Next time, it's a sleeping pill. Next time.
Just gonna blast him.
Hey, Wilkerson got third at Vegas.
Oh, God. He's unbelievable. Where is Jim? Is he cooling off or what?
He better cool off. He better, if he comes in here one more
here
time.
Here he comes. Just settle down, man.
Ready, man?
Settle down. He's on his way.
Is he calm?
Yeah, I mean, if he wants to act like
he's calm. Yeah. If you're not calm, you're not coming in.
I'm calm.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I'm just enjoying my water.
You better enjoy your
come
water.
Come on in, then.
Settle down.
Come
on
enjoy
in.
Enjoy your water and sit down and behave.
I can't be moving around trying to get out of the way,
what
guys.
What are you doing getting over there by him?
Here's you your water, you son of a bitch! You dropped water on him!
Don't throw water on him!
Now, time to go live to the Morning Disaster Mobile Unit in Syracuse, New York.
I thought they were in Syracuse now. Hey, Shaner.
Hey,
all right, let's get this right. Yesterday, you guys were in Boston, Massachusetts. Our new night person is named Bailey. She's coming into town. You guys have been moving her. You as in Jim the photographer, intern Chris, and, of course, a Bailey. Now,
every half hour, he stops to go to the bathroom to stretch every half hour. So,
boy.
Remember who put everything in there?
Jim.
Jim put everything in there.
Right.
So you know what I did?
What?
I got so pissed about 4 o'clock this morning, I told him, hey, Jimmy, why don't you get up in there when he stopped? I said, hey, Jimmy, why don't you get up in there and check the merchandise and see how it's going? Okay. Well, when he got up in there, I pushed him the rest of the way in there, and I closed the door. So he is in the back.
Which is highly illegal.
He is in the back of the rider truck. Uh-huh. I'm driving the rider truck. Chris is driving my van. And we have not let him out yet because I cannot stop it every 30 minutes and we would never get home.
Is he awake?
Hey!
Let me out now.
Tell him you're on the air.
Hey! We're on the air. Yeah, we are.
What's he saying?
Ray, tell him let me out.
That sucks. I gotta go to the bathroom.
Go figure.
He's such a little baby. What? What? Put the phone near there. What's he saying?
I'm halfway home by now. This is highly illegal.
Oh, listen to him. Is he doing that the whole trip?
I think he's really got to go to the bathroom.
You want to talk to Bailey before we let the dumbass out of the rider truck?
I would love to talk to Bailey.
Okay.
He's still in the rider truck?
I didn't want to let him out till...
He's still in the truck?
Yeah.
What are you driving?
What do you mean, what am I driving?
What are you driving, right? Are you driving the rider truck?
I was.
He is still in the truck?
Yeah.
That's like 5.5 hours.
I thought you were going to let him out.
I didn't want to let him out till he was on. you know, until I called you back. And
God forbid he defecate on her furniture.
He probably died by now. He
so
probably suffocated.
You're stopped. Where are you? Where
Bailey
are you
looks so upset.
Let me talk to Bailey.
Okay.
All right.
Do you blame her? Jim's in the back of the truck with all of her merchandise.
Poor Bailey.
Hello.
Hello, Bailey.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm not happy with you.
She sounds so tired. Why are you mad at me?
You sent these people.
I know. I'm very sorry about that.
This is not what we talked about when we went out to dinner that night.
How can you blame me? How can you blame me? All right. I'm sorry about Jim screwing up with the thing.
Okay.
And you had to drive?
Yes, I'm driving, which, you know, I'm not too pleased about, but it's not the end
of the
world.
I would not want to drive. I've made that drive before. It's very long.
It's a long drive.
I know. I'm very sorry.
And at 3 in the morning?
Has anyone come on to you yet or anything?
Yeah, that silent kid.
Wait a minute. The intern? Chris, the intern?
Yeah, and I'm thinking I'm going to put him in the back of the truck, too.
Wait a minute. Chris, the intern came on to you?
Listen, for somebody who's so silent, he sure talks a lot. A lot about nothing.
I'm very sorry about that.
I thought Chris was gay.
Yeah. No, well, I thought he... Wait a minute.
I thought that, too.
He's not gay?
I thought he was, but...
I always thought he was gay.
That was my initial impression.
Yes. But, I'll be damned, that's kind of a revelation there.
I didn't know he liked girls.
But we have all these silent interns, and then they get in the car, and they won't shut the hell up.
I know.
So, I'm very sorry about that.
So,
here we were worried about Jim and Shane, and it's the intern.
And the intern goes after. And if you notice this thing he's growing on his face, he looks like Shaggy.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there, but...
He looks like Shaggy from the Scooby-Doo cartoon.
No, somebody... he's yelling from inside the truck.
Jim is. Poor Bailey. She's coming here. This is, you know, she's coming here. She's going to have her own show. Everybody's all excited about it. And she has to put up with these guys before she gets on the air.
I think it would have been much easier to just fly me
there. I'm very sorry about this.
No doubt.
Are you going to get the thing to put your car on the...
Hopefully today we'll get something somewhere.
Oh, that'll be great.
In the meantime... We have him hog-tied inside so he doesn't bounce around.
That is unbelievable. When is Shaner going to let him out?
I don't know. Shaner, when are you going to let him out?
When do you want to let him out?
Do you want to let him out now, see if he's breathing?
Have you heard from him lately, Bailey?
Well, he's been banging a little bit and yelling.
Have you seen any of lovely Syracuse, New York? You know, I used to live there, Bailey.
No, I see a Coke plant.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know. Tall.
They must be like out in the middle of nowhere.
What the hell he's doing at the Coke plant?
All right. Oh, my God. There's an aroma of urine now that we opened the door. Did you pee on my stuff?
No, right there in the corner.
There's a puddle now in the truck. That I'm sure, since the truck is not level, has seeped into everything that's on the ground here.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God, these people are animals.
What in the hell is he thinking? I'm very, very sorry. I will have him get on his knees and lap it all up. I swear to you.
All right, you can talk to him because I'm disgusted.
All right, I'm very sorry. I swear she's going to quit before she gets here. We're going to lose our night. What did you do?
Nothing.
What did you pee in the truck for?
Because I had to go.
Well, you could have held it, Jim.
I couldn't. I had 4 cups of coffee.
You don't pee on people's furniture.
I didn't. It was off in the corner.
But what do you think? It's gonna get there.
It got a little on some cardboard, but... You know, that's on the outside. It won't hurt anything.
Jimmy, you don't pee on people's furniture. This is something you should have been taught when you were 2 years old.
I had 4 cups of coffee. It's coming out.
No, it doesn't matter. Clean up your pee. Let me talk to somebody.
My back is cramped.
Let me talk to somebody else. I can't talk to someone who pees on another human being's furniture.
What is this bull? Shaner locking me back there.
I give Shaner the phone. I don't even want to talk to you.
That. Here you go. Hello.
Hello. Ah, that damn Jim. I can't believe he peed on another person's. Oh, my God.
It stinks, too.
Shaner, I mean it. I don't want this girl to back out of this. I want her happy.
You're going to have to do. I don't know what else to
do. I don't think we should have sent Jim on the trip.
She sounds very upset. Tell her, I can't believe he peed. That's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard. That's as disgusting as anything I've heard in weeks.
Ray, sorry that he peed in the corner of your rider truck.
Tell her I'm very sorry.
Very sorry. See, now if he would have not forgot that trailer and would have done that with the trailer.
Get the trailer.
She would have rode with me, and she would have been the happiest girl.
Get the trailer.
Of New York.
Get the trailer. Get her with you.
Blame Shaner.
and fix it.
Listen
to him.
Those two sound like brother and sister.
Oh my God! Tell him to quit arguing with her.
Sister and sister.
I had to keep awake. I drank that to keep awake because I had a lot of driving ahead.
Tell him to quit arguing with her.
That's why we stopped early because I had to go.
I swear to God, we're gonna lose this girl before we even get her here.
I hope she's already signed the papers.
I hope so. I don't think
so. Oh
my
God, now he's arguing with her.
Tell him to stop.
He's arguing with her about being in the ride of truck.
Shayner, tell him to go in the truck and get something to clean up the pee with.
They sound like they're related.
Tell him to get back in the truck and go to clean up the pee.
If he would have just, he said, go get something out of the truck and clean up the pee.
Get in the back of the
truck. Then use your shirt.
Use his mop head.
I'm not using my shirt.
Use his hair.
Tell him to check some of the boxes near the front of the truck.
Check some of the boxes near the front of the truck.
And see if they get like an old towel of Bailey's out and clean it up. Now, get in there.
Get in there.
Oh, she's not going to want you to do that.
That's all right. I'm going to lock his ass back in there again. We're going to see how stupid he is. Is he in there?
He's very stupid because he'll do anything you say.
When he gets in there, lock him back in. God, he's an idiot. What a complete and utter buffoon. All right, Shayner.
Yeah.
Shayner, figure out what you're going to do. Pull over in Syracuse. Get yourself kind of set up. Get that trailer. Get me some tape. And I don't care. Let him out before you take off for the long haul, but let him think he's going to be in there.
Okay.
All right, man.
Gotcha.
Take care.
Bye.
That is our morning disaster mobile unit.
Shayner. That's a disaster.
And Jim the photographer in, they're in Syracuse, New York. Jim is the biggest pervert. Last night, I'm in the limo on the way back from our small town tour. And we're
in the brand new limo.
Yeah, and I fall asleep in back of the limo.
The one with the sunroof?
And I wake up in back of the limo, and Jim's being pleasured.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, there had never, you know, Shayner said earlier that day.
I don't want to hear it.
Well, that, you know, nobody had ever had sex in that limo, so
right.
Shayner got it.
So Jim decides he's going to break it in.
Christened it.
Yeah, how nice of you.
Oh, yeah. Now, you were asleep when we started.
Well, yeah. I was sleeping, you know.
Uh-huh.
Like people do when it's late and they're riding in a car and it's dark.
Right.
And I just lay down and start sleeping in the, well, not lay down, but as comfortable as you can get in the limo.
Yeah.
I'm trying to take a nap in the limo.
Yeah, you were out like a light, too.
And I'm catching a cold, so I started coughing, and the coughing wakes me up, and I look, and then there's Jim going, ah, yeah, baby. Super. And he's so vocal. Like, why couldn't you just shut your mouth?
What was she saying?
Nothing.
Shut her mouth.
Nothing. Please. Please. So I'm right there. Don't you think if you're getting that happening to you,
yeah,
that you would have the decency to keep your thoughts to yourself? Wouldn't you?
Yeah, but it's
if you're doing
so hard.
It and you don't want anyone to notice that's happening, wouldn't you keep your mouth shut? I mean, wouldn't you not say anything?
Emily did.
And he's sitting there, and he's sitting there going, ah.
But it just
now it's completely
sick.
Dark in back of the limo. So I don't know what's going on. I'm like, what? I'm asleep. And I got my eyes closed, and I go, and at one point I go, Jim, shut the hell up. And he goes, ah, yeah, baby. I'm like, what? So at this point I open my eyes and I look. It's dark. You know what I mean? It's dark.
Uh-huh.
So I turn on the light to the limo. I'm wondering what's going on, right? Because I'm hearing this.
Yeah.
Sure enough, guess what I see?
And you go, oh, my God.
I see the junior photographer. Little Photog Junior. Lil Photog. L-I-L Photog.
Capital L.
That's what I see. Smiley the photographer. And I'm like, and so what do I say? I'm like an old woman. Oh, good heavens. I go, oh, my God. I turn off the lights, and I try to put it out of my mind that this is happening while I'm in the back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the lights are off. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to shut my mouth and pretend I'm not seeing this. And I want to put it out of my mind. Well, it's impossible to put something out of your mind when you're hearing, yeah, baby.
Little lower.
Right there. Right there.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Ah, it's like a bad Jerry Lewis movie. lady!
She just gets better and better.
Stop, please. Terrible night.
You know, there's a lot of young kids out there trying to break into
the
business.
They'd love to
Hell
do it.
Hell yeah, they're dying.
Not like these 50-year-olds.
They'd pay to do it.
Dying for an opportunity.
Yeah, hello, yeah. Good morning.
Yeah, I'd take Jim's spot.
How old are you?
17.
Oh, 17?
There you go.
Oh, man, he'd probably do anything.
Wouldn't he?
Hell yeah.
Probably do anything for the job, wouldn't you?
Damn
yeah,
right.
Yeah, I would.
Hello, good morning. Would you leave for the mobile unit at 8:30 or at 7 when I wanted you to leave?
7 o'clock.
There you go.
Yeah.
Would you come in stoned and unable to perform? Would you bathe?
No. Gotta bathe every day.
And you wouldn't be stoned at work?
No, I don't do that.
Oh, are you in shape?
Oh, yeah.
Perfect. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, I think that you should probably get 4 or 5 of these people that want Jimmy's job and have a little contest over the next few weeks.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Genius.
Man,
I need people coming up with ideas like that instead of... Well, we could have girls line up and make out with me, and the best, like, tongue kisser wins the prize.
Yeah. Well,
that was a good idea.
No, it's a horrible idea. I need ideas like that guy's idea.
Yeah.
That is original thinking. Hello, good morning.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up?
Not much. I'll take Jim's job.
Another guy. Listen to this.
I lived out in the woods for 2 years. Ate all kinds of bugs and everything else.
Oh, look at this.
You'll eat bugs?
Yes.
Oh, hell yeah.
He'll eat bugs. Jim won't eat bugs. I will go to the hallway. I could find anybody in this building that probably produced the show better than you. And I bet half the people on the street could do a better street job than you, the way you work.
Yeah.
Look, right.
There he is. Come here,
Hatter. Look, Hap just walked into the studio right now.
I'd be more than happy to produce the show for you, Ray.
Do you hear this? How old are you?
I'm 20, actually.
Oh, he's 20. He's 20. Hello, good morning.
Ray, this is Spanky. What's up?
Hey, Spanky.
Hey, Spanky.
Buddy, I need a job.
We just hired Hap.
Cool.
We got our producing team, Hap and Rocky.
There you go.
Awesome. The show's already sounding better.
Yes,
look it up,
looking
Prince.
It already. Yes, I'm sorry. Excuse me. But listeners, I'm glad you listened to the show and everything, but listeners just aren't allowed to walk into the studio whenever they feel like it.
Shouldn't he be sitting out on a sofa out in a reception area or something?
Yeah, maybe RTQ.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to you.
Me?
Yes, listener Jim.
I'm not a listener
RTQ,
Jim.
RTQ, if you could please remove him.
Let me take these. Set them
I'm
down
Jim
there.
The photographer.
Yes,
Marvin, you
Jim.
Can have them now.
Oh, boy,
thank
those
you.
Are good ones.
Just take you
all right, please grab his stuff and let's...
Yeah, I'm not carrying your garbage.
Those are good headphones.
Man, this is my producer
Goodbye,
stuff.
Goodbye, listener
no.
Jim.
Well,
Goodbye.
You don't produce no more.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Thanks for listeners.
Listener Jim, thank you.
Producer, there you go.
Yes.
There, go
Please
to
walk him, escort him to the lobby.
These listeners will do anything to get a
kind
job.
Kind of bad security.
This is
Talk
shameful.
Talk about separation anxiety.
My goodness.
Midwest Family Broadcasting, this is Lori.
Hey, Lori, it's Ray and Sean.
Uh-huh.
You're on the air. Is RTQ brought Jim out front yet?
Yeah, he just walked in the mail.
Okay, room. Jimmy is now a listener. He is not an employee of this radio station.
No longer.
So he is not allowed to be in private rooms and stuff.
I would suggest that he would probably.
Is he in the lobby? Could you
yes,
please?
He is in the lobby.
Lori,
well,
could
he's in the mail room. Actually.
Could you please? Could you?
You'd probably be getting a call here in a
Lori,
minute.
Lori, could you do me a favor? Just kind of lean over and just say, "Excuse me, but only employees are allowed in there." If you could say that for me now.
Hold on. Ray said that only employees are allowed in there. You're now a listener, so you're not allowed to use that phone. He's an employee.
No, he is not an employee. He is a listener. Thank you. If he becomes a problem for you, I'll have RTQ escort him from the building.
Okay.
Thank you, dear.
Thanks, Ray.
All right. Let's go to Mikey, who's on the floor. Are you out there yet?
Yeah, I'm out here now. That desk is huge, and it is buried. It is buried.
I told you.
We're going to get it back then.
I told you, Sean, or told you, Mikey.
Diggs is out here helping him.
Diggs Good for Diggs.
Handling huge things.
Jimmy, you got to move some stuff around.
Yeah. I'll grab this thing. We can stack stuff
also tell Jake's going to have to find...
They're moving stuff around. They're doing good. Ray, I'm going to let you go, all right? I'm going to see if I can help these guys out, all right?
And you're staying on, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll talk to you in a little bit. All right.
No one does it better than Mikey.
Mikey's the best.
Well, why doesn't he get his fat ass out here and do it?
I do it.
He's freaking
out.
Make sure you guys got it done. I just came out here just to relay the message. So
I do it.
You know, we're doing it all for him. And what do we get out of it?
check for a broken back.
We got to take doors off the hinges, just get it in the building, and going through the hallway, there's no freaking way. There's a smaller desk that they were taking earlier, you know, a few days ago. They had a hell of a time with it. Look how big and huge that thing is. And his office is way in. It's not in the front where we have to start taking it in. Way in the back.
You know, Diggs is helping too. He's not bitching about it. At least he's just out here helping. He's doing, you know, he's doing his part and helping. And then the other guy that, you know, was in the, sitting in the studio kind of watching the show today, he's even helping. He ain't bitching about it. He don't get paid at all. Got to have it done.
Come on,
you know, you know he's going to complain about it if you don't get it done. He wants it done.
Man, I wish Maverick would get his hat out here and do some of the work himself. I think he's allergic to manual labor. Oh, hell no. You got no. Ain't no way.
If you walked in, the ass kissing would come out.
You know it. I should go.
Yes, right. Whatever you want, Ray.
It's an honor to carry this desk
that's
for you, Ray.
You got to play the game with Ray. Tell him what he wants to hear.
Just a little bit. So, come on. Look out of the way. Oh, yes,
did you hear that?
Yes.
Oh, he does just complain. Thanks for helping, dude.
We don't play the game very well, Jimmy.
You better not let Ray hear you bitching, because Diggs is out here helping.
I freaking big mouth, Diggs. You better not say a word.
Oh,
hi, Tom.
You're not going to be catching my radio? Sorry.
Oh, your antique radio?
No.
Of course not.
All right.
Now, Tom, that's your desk, though, right? That great big huge desk?
That great big huge desk is Mr. Raymond Lytle's desk.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that we had permission, because I don't want to get set up bringing it in and then shoot out because I'm doing something with your desk. You know what I mean?
My desk, Jimmy, it belongs to Mr. Raymond. He asked permission, and I pass it on to him with pride.
Okay, and we're gladly taking it in and putting it in his office for him. We're glad to do that for him.
You do it very
in your honor.
And you do it very carefully, very carefully.
Listen to him kiss ass.
All right.
You're very welcome.
Watch him start bad-mouthing Tom.
Hurry up and get him moved out of there.
I know.
Why would you want to bet?
Check it out. Tom's leaving. Let's tell Ray that Tom said we can't take it. And he's going to take it home. That he'll
That's not a good idea.
This is unbelievable.
Yeah, he's considering keeping it.
Ray, why don't you just move it in? Why don't you just move it in and be done with it? Wouldn't that be a lot
easier? You have any idea how hard that thing is? You've got to take doors off the hinges, and then we may have to take the top of it.
Just turn it sideways, take the
wedge. Laziness.
Help me, he's not buzzed up. I can't talk him into doing it.
Oh, God.
You know how you get, Jimmy. Now you're not going to take it in.
But if Fat Ass is out here helping, it'll be different. And he can see what we got to go through.
He's unbelievable.
Yes, he is.
Oh, my God.
Well, stand in there and get a hug. What are you going to do?
I don't care.
Do
fat and skinny.
Hey, look, you can try.
Well, he wants me to go back in and tell him if you guys are getting
you
this
see
down.
Him. Oh, my God.
Let's just tell him that Tom said we could. Tom said to hold off till tomorrow. Huh? Yeah. Hold up. Good idea. Hold off till tomorrow.
Go in and tell him.
Good idea, Dig.
Go in and tell him. I'll wait for you to get back, and I'll hang out here with Dig until you find out what Ray says.
Okay. Come on.
Dig can stay out here with me. Just go in and tell him. I'll wait here.
This is the most unbelievable crap I have ever heard.
Dig. I was on the air the whole time. I had the phone in my hand. Busted, yeah.
Oh, well, Ray, I'm busted.
Dig for him. Yeah, he's on his way in.
Did you hear that kiss ass?
Oh, Ray, a fat ass.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Here's Jimmy.
He had his gig.
Where's my desk?
It's still out in the garage, Ray.
Let's go. Let's get it in. Come on. Chop, chop.
Well, I just got through talking to Tom Cusack.
Yeah, I know. He was just in here.
Yeah.
And I think he has thoughts about the desk.
No, he was just in here.
I think we need to hold off till tomorrow to get it.
He was just in here.
He was just out there then drove away.
He was in here before he walked outside.
Right. But he was out there talking to me.
No.
And then he drove off. I talked to him last, right?
He was here saying good luck with the desk. He goes, I see you got the guys finally moving it.
I think he was starting to tear up and everything, looking at the desk.
Yeah, he said I can have it.
Yeah, but I think he really wants...
Get out there and get the desk.
I think he'd rather have it...
Go get the desk.
What part of go get do you not understand?
I asked you to get the desk. Why can't you get it for me? We're trying to do a show. You're causing problems.
Okay.
And why isn't it in here yet?
He's unbelievable.
Snake.
He's on his way back out.
Yeah, he's coming out.
All right, as soon as I see the door open, I can see the door open. As soon as I see it open, I'm back down again.
What a snake.
I'm going to come out. I'll ask him what you said. Too. Oh, here he comes. Here he comes. Hold on a second. Here he comes.
What'd he say? Fat ass wants us to move it now. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't yell.
He hasn't seen yelling yet.
Here you are. Why didn't you say, fat ass, I'm not moving it? I thought you were.
Hell no. I'm not stupid.
I'm off.
Ain't no way. Maybe we can stretch this out.
This is unbelievable.
Get it to last to like noon or
milk,
so.
Milk the clock?
Yeah.
You want to milk the clock, buddy?
Well, after 10 o'clock, so tired of it.
This is unbelievable. I got to get someone else to walk out there.
No, this is funny.
I thought I saw TJ or somebody in the hallway a moment ago.
Yeah, he's out there.
He's outside now?
Mm-hmm.
Damn. I was hoping he'd go outside.
Ain't no way. I mean, manual labor, you got to be kidding.
Oh, I dare you.
He is so lazy. My back. It'll hurt my back if I even. It hurts my back just looking at it. Just watching you guys work. It hurts my back. Yeah, that's exactly what he said.
He's going to kick your ass.
Well, you want me to go in there and tell him that you're going to wait till 10 when those guys can help you?
Oh, no. We'll just stay out there working.
You going to work or what are you going to do?
Oh, we're going to work.
Let's see. Work on finding a place to sleep.
I like the way you think, Dick. Yeah. Hey, there's some cool stuff in here, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I won't tell if we could already
pawned
all of it.
No, I'm the
monitor. That's worth
it. Oh, it is, too. And it's going to waste. It's a hell of a lot better than when I got home.
Oh,
my
God.
I parked right over there.
He's now going to slapping me.
He's going away anyway.
He's going from bad-mouthing me and Tom to now he's in me stealing things. We actually have him on tape stealing things.
Time to call Crime Stoppers.
I feel like Winona Ryder's prosecutors.
Yeah.
This is unbelievable.
Can we call Crime Stoppers to get money for the anonymous tip?
We
have actually got him on tape stealing stuff.
If you're going to do it, now's the time to do it, I guess.
This is the new one.
Oh, it is. That's like a 19-inch. 19-inch monitor. That's sweet.
Unbelievable.
I think that came out of Tom's office.
He only gets worse.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
I got to send somebody out there to say, Ray wants you to bring in his computer and monitor, too.
That was my old one.
What were you doing?
My really old one. And it was still good, because I was for $50.
He's going to steal the monitor?
I don't. If you're taking it to your car, I don't want no part of it.
He's stealing the monitor.
I'm walking away.
Barely so.
Sean, he's stealing the monitor.
Oh, my God.
He's,
look at him.
He is stealing the monitor.
Oh, my God.
He is stealing
stuff.
Good
one, too. You know, they've got that brand new one now.
There are a bunch of monitors
in there. I got to go to break.
Some old ones.
Shawnee, walk out there. Walk out there.
And tell him you want your computer.
Say, hey, Ray says he's got a computer and a 19-inch monitor out here. It's got to go in the office, too.
You got it.
Not going to get caught.
Tom is so skinny now. He wouldn't miss one.
Oh, my God. He's digging a hole, dude.
You never know. We'll just blame it on a weekend part-timer.
And if Ray finds out you did, what do you think's going to happen?
He won't find out, not unless one of you guys with a big mouth.
I'm not going to tell him.
Okay.
You know, he finds out things on his own. You don't have to tell him. Sometimes he finds out stuff on his own.
Here comes Boyne. Maybe we can talk him into helping.
Here comes Sean.
Yeah.
He's just coming out to tell you.
Let's act busy.
What's up, Shawnee?
Hey, Jimmy, guys. No, actually, I'm needed in there, but Ray wants you to bring in a computer and a monitor for him.
Really?
Yeah, his computer and his monitor in there.
Where?
Really? That 19-inch one over there.
That's not right.
I think that 19-inch one's broken.
No,
I haven't. Hey, there's a 15-inch. That one. I know that one works because we used to use it in the QLZ studio.
Really?
sticker on it? I know that one works.
I'll check with the boss.
But this one looks broken. That 19-inch
is good. Jimmy's going to have to take it home and work on it, he said.
What's wrong? I don't see anything wrong with it.
There's something inside. You know,
yeah.
Jim, he's done.
Oh,
okay.
Not everything under the sun.
Jimmy knows best. You know that.
Yeah. You got your computers. I know my computers.
Oh, okay.
And I'll fix it. I'll take home and fix it or something.
All right.
I've been out here for 10 minutes, and you haven't moved but about three things out of the way, and you haven't even started on the desk. So you probably need to get that done because the show's going to be over in 40 minutes, and that desk isn't going to be in there, and he's not going to be happy.
Sean's going to get a tell on you, I think.
Well, he had nothing to tell.
He didn't know what you were doing. I mean,
nah, he's such a dumbass.
Yeah. Sean can be cool, though. You definitely tell him something.
Yeah. That's a given. That's why he went back in the AC, because it's hot out here in this garage.
It's hot, yeah. I'll do any better.
Hey, Hap, can you help him get that desk out of here? He's going to take him forever if you don't get that desk out of here.
Yeah, we got to get that out of
here.
You
just missed him, Shotty.
No,
he's talking to me. He's making fun of you. Now he's slamming you. You're saying you're a dumbass.
We got a life. We got work to do.
I know, man, but...
Sharon, I'm producing the morning show.
Now, who's there?
It wasn't those two, dude.
It was Hap.
Okay. Can you help me?
I gotta go to commercial, but I'm just really totally compelled by all this. You know, it's so compelling.
No, I know.
The monitors on here work.
This is unbelievable.
Master of priest and it's apparently a computer tech, so we're gonna let
him. Yeah, I can fix it. I'll take it apart and fix it. I remember somebody saying it was broke. I think
all the monitors out here work. They're all accounted for.
The little ones work. The big brand new one doesn't work anymore.
So he wants to take it home and fix it.
What a weasel.
What a
snake.
No, it's okay. I got it. It's all right.
I think Hap's busting him out.
I'm going to take it home and fix it. You just want to put it in my back seat. It's unlocked.
You take it to the back seat.
I got to move the deck. I'm busy doing other stuff.
Is he trying to talk someone else into stealing for him? He can't be talking people into stealing stuff.
Yeah. I mean, it's like...
Dude, this is completely unbelievable.
There's no crime. It's broken. All I want to do...
Theft with delivery service.
All I wanted to do was hear him slamming me. Now he's committing a crime.
Carry out theft.
We are listening to him steal.
He's a thief and he's too lazy to steal it himself.
This could be used as evidence. Let's get a message to Mikey to call me.
Unbelievable.
Somebody get a message to Mikey to call me. It is Ray Lottle's Word Disaster. We'll be back.
And that one is broke. I know it's broke.
In just a second.
And I'm a handyman.
Somebody walk outside and tell Mikey to call me.
Yeah.
Hello, Ray.
In just a sec. What's going on with him?
He is a little upset. The complete list has been... You know, we couldn't give him the full list before we started doing it, because if he had the full list...
He would have done it.
So we kept some back that we weren't... didn't want him to see about until the last minute. So
let me just say, we wrote these. These are all things we wrote for Jim. They are all intended as jokes. They're intended to us for Jimmy's confessions. I'm sorry, we didn't write these. These are all things Jimmy means.
Exactly,
everything.
Right.
This is all serious stuff that Jimmy's doing.
We wouldn't write some of these. There's no way. That's got to be coming from Jim.
Of course. Bad.
Don't let Jim's feelings reflect on the rest of the show, Ray. That's
exactly.
Not fair.
Is Jim ready to do this?
You ready, Jim?
Now,
you ready?
I want to make sure.
I'm going to get shot.
All right, Ronnie, I'm going to
head out. Hold on. Ronnie, are we rolling tape on this?
Rolling.
All right, I want to make sure we're taping this.
I'm
going to
get shot. All right.
So
there's actually one listener
that
actually came here just to hear Jim's confession. So
awesome.
I'm going to have him go out and stand with me. You can go stand with me, all right? All right, cool. You ready, Jimmy? All right, have fun. Good luck. You ready?
Jim's going to make his confessions, everybody.
No.
I'm Jim the photographer, and I smell like I bathe with feces.
That's true.
Yes.
That's good, Jim. That's good. Let's go.
I'm Jim the photographer, and I plan on giving away date rate drugs for Halloween.
Oh, yes. Very nice.
What? That's good. Keep going. What's wrong?
I'm Jim the photographer, and I should be in the Navy because I love semen.
Right. Lister's about ready to bust a gun. He's
keep
dying.
Your confessions coming.
Keep going, Jim.
Oh. No.
What's wrong?
I can't say that.
Which one?
Read them verbatim.
Do it.
That one right there about the Taliban.
Oh, yeah, you can. Go ahead.
Say
go ahead.
I'm Jim the photographer, and I think the Taliban is super.
You bastard, oh. You un-American.
You want to see this listener standing here? He's just shaking his head. He's like, I can't believe he's...
I'm Jim the photographer, and feel free to kick me in the crotch.
But the Taliban, I will.
Uh-oh.
Jimmy's rolling up the window in the ambulance.
I'm Jim the photographer.
I'm picking up the window.
And I'm hung like a 2-year-old. Girl.
He just locked the door and he rolled it. There must be another one coming because he just locked the door.
Uh-oh.
Jesus.
I'm Jim the photographer. And I steal from the Salvation Army bucket.
You lowlife. Unless you're going, man, that's wrong, dude. That's wrong.
That's hysterical.
I'm Jim the photographer, and senior citizens make fun of me for being old.
Keep going, Jim. Got another listener showing up, too.
Alright.
I'm Jim the photographer, and everyone hates me. Well, I know why now. They've been listening to this.
Everyone does hate him. That's not funny. That's true.
That's probably the most honest confession he's made.
Yes.
Yeah. How many more you want him to do, Ray?
Keep him going.
Keep him going. Keep going, Jim.
Move it, fat boy.
I'm Jim the photographer. Taliban rocks.
Dude, get out here. We're going to
kick your ass. Let's get it.
Traitor!
Now the listeners are screaming at him.
I'm just reading off the list!
He's got the door locked and the window up in the ambulance.
They just start shaking the ambulance. Listeners that hate him. That's great. Alright, keep it going.
Is it time for a commercial or something?
Keep going!
A song, something?
We have time for one more. Keep going!
One more.
How many
people
told
me because I got
blonde
hair just like yours? Your
you ready? One more.
I'm Jim the photographer. And I'm glad Abe Lincoln got shot.
Hey, oh, man.
God.
Jimmy, I think they're going to try to... They're shaking the ambulance, dude. They're pushing it back and forth.
Jimmy, you got to quit telling
your... They're
you shaking
the ambulance. Hey, that's the battle alert!
They're beating on the side of the ambulance trying to get in. Keep going.
Come on, fat boy.
I'm Jim the photographer. And my testicles are so small. They look like little wrinkled brown skillets.
Why are you stopping?
Keep going.
Keep going.
Hey. Do one more.
Hey, Jim, we won't kick your ass. You tell us that you gave Osama bin Laden a reach around.
Yes.
Do it, Jim.
Do it. Do it.
Jim, say it.
I'm Jim the photographer. And I gave Osama bin Laden a reach around.
Hi, yo, what's up, Mikey?
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, we're at a construction site. This guy's going to help us bury Jimmy.
Oh, I love it.
Sweet. Great.
Jimmy don't quite know it yet. We haven't got him out of the back of the truck.
But I want you to totally convince him he's going to be buried.
Hey, Jimmy,
alive.
Come on, man. We got to get you out of here. We're at a construction site. These guys say they know exactly how much dirt they can put on you, and you'll still be able to breathe.
No.
You guys got him? All right.
Tell him they've dug a grave for him.
Keep your mouth shut, Jimmy, just in case the dirt comes through the sheet. I don't think it will, but just in case, I don't want it to get in your mouth, all right?
Oh, my God.
Oh, come on, guys. Stop. Stop. I'm serious.
Two guys carrying him right now. They've got two big end loaders sitting here waiting. They're going to fill it with dirt.
Oh, God.
Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, come on, guys.
Now make sure he doesn't die,
hey, Jimmy,
Mikey.
Just so it doesn't scare you too bad, I'm not going to have him start at your feet. I'll have him start at your head. We'll just cover your head instantly. And that
no, no, no. No, I'm serious, Mikey. You're all right. No.
Is
I
this
the
dirt
you're going to pick up? Dirt right here.
Jim
right,
is covered right in a sheet. Tomorrow, he's duct taped.
Oh.
He cannot get out of the sheet.
No, come on, guys.
All right.
Have they dug
it? Too much dirt. You'll cover him. He won't be able to breathe.
No, stop, stop. Come on.
All right, go ahead, bring it over.
No, stop, stop. No.
That's too much dirt. He's not going to be able to breathe.
No, stop it, Mikey, stop it. No, stop. Stop.
He's freaking. He's squirming around in the dirt.
Stop.
What are they doing?
Just picking up dirt and dropping it around him.
Oh, God, that's
and the
so
listeners that are here are just sprinkling dirt across the sheet so there's something hitting the sheet so it feels like weight. He's screaming. He's kicking and screaming.
Get close. I got to hear him scream like all a girl.
Stop, stop, stop.
You'll be able to breathe. They're not going to dump that much dirt on you.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. I know they are. Stop it. Stop. Stop it, Mikey. I can't.
You're all right.
Hard to breathe. Stop.
You okay?
No, I can't breathe.
Dump more.
What do you mean you can't breathe?
I'm having a panic
attack. He thinks he can't breathe and they haven't dropped. They don't even have his leg covered.
Oh, my God. He's such a baby.
He's having a panic attack and he can't breathe. You all right? Can you still breathe? Can you still breathe?
It's hard.
You can still breathe, though? We better drop some more dirt on you.
No. Okay.
He's not even talking anymore.
He's having a panic attack.
God.
Oh, God.
Should I take the sheet off of her legs?
No. Have him pour some on his legs and stuff.
Hey, dump some of that dirt on his legs and we'll work his way up.
No.
Oh, God. All right.
No, I'm not.
I haven't even got your head. Oh, they're almost to the chest.
Come on, stop. Come
hold
stop,
your chest
Mikey.
Tight, Jimmy, so it don't hurt.
It is tight.
I guess I should have cut holes in the sheet.
Mikey.
Oh, stop. Stop, Mikey. Stop. Tell him stop, Mikey.
They're just taking handfuls of dirt, dumping it all over his chest. Yeah.
I was going to say, take like a big handful and dump it on his face and go, oh, my God. They dropped. Oh, my God.
Not his head. Don't cover his head.
No.
Not his head.
Uh-oh. Stop.
He's gonna pee in his drawers.
All right.
You had enough yet?
Mikey.
Yeah.
Listen to me. Is there like a pile of dirt next to him?
Yeah.
Dump it over and act like you got to dig him out. Act like he's totally submerged. Say, oh, my God. Then act like you're digging him out. I mean, totally take him over the top. Is he okay? Why'd he stop?
He's not even talking.
Okay.
Just like.
Try to conserve his air.
Yeah, have them pick up the backhoe or whatever the thing it is and have him think that they just dumped a whole load on him. And then act like you're freaking out. Like you're scared to death. You got to get him out of there.
We got to get that dirt off of him. Come on. He ain't going to be able to breathe. Can you still breathe, Jimmy?
Very good.
Shake him, get out of the. Dig him out of there. Dig him out of there.
Ow.
Mikey, dump more on him.
You all right?
Oh, no, I should have done
that. I got some dirt in my mouth.
Can you breathe? Oh, no. Here, he's going to throw up. He's going to throw up inside that sheet. It's going to be a mess.
Does he think he's in a hole or what?
Jimmy, can you breathe? Are you all right, man? You all right? Hey.
He's in
my mouth. All right? Oh, no, here he goes. He's throwing up. Get away from him.
He's throwing up in the sheet.
Oh, God.
His head just emerged.
Hey, Jimmy. Jimmy. The only dirt you were covered with is the dirt these guys were throwing on you.
You bastard.
You're all worried, were you?
All right. That's
there we go. Here he goes.
No, tell him I'm sorry. I'm glad that he's okay.
We're glad you're okay, Jim.
Idiot.
Trick or treat.
Yeah.
Trick or treat, Jimmy.
That's a trick.
Say hi to the nice guy in the backhoe there.
You're a bastard.